Hello and welcome. I'm Tracy McClure. On Good Friday, the Church recalls the Passion and Death of our Lord. In doing so, the faithful are invited to walk their own way of the cross, to reflect on Christ's supreme sacrifice, and to pray for forgiveness, grace, and redemption. For some 2,000 years, Christians in the Holy Land have retraced Jesus' steps up Jerusalem's Via Dolorosa, the way of sorrows, the way of pain, to Golgotha on Mount Calvary. Jesuit Father David Neuhaus, the Patriarchal Vicar for the Holy Land's Hebrew-speaking Catholics, leads us into the mystical spirit of this holy day, taking us up the Via Dolorosa to enter into the greatness of Christ's ultimate sacrifice.
On Good Friday, a Christian in Jerusalem can make his or her way along the Via Dolorosa, the 14 stations that mark Jesus' passion, from the place of his trial and sentencing to death, up to Golgotha, inside the Church of the Resurrection, more commonly known as the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. The grace we ask for on this day is to remain focused on his sufferings for us and how we are healed in his wounds, made one again with God, at one-ment, atonement. The central experience of this day is to contemplate the crucified one. The people of Israel were commanded to celebrate a day of atonement once a year, when the high priest made sacrifices to expiate his own sins, the sins of the priests and those of the people, and thus renew the covenant with God. Jesus' life is taken from him with cruel violence, and yet it is a life that he has already given of his own free will, a life given for all. Although he is put to death by sinners, he freely sacrifices himself to reconcile us with God. His obedience unto death, a brutal death on a cross, like a common criminal, brings us back into the embrace of the Father, from whom we have been separated by sin. Gazing on the crucified one, I am called to realize that he is hanging there through no fault of his own. I must awaken to the stark reality that it is for my sins that he hangs there. It should be me hanging there in his place. As I gaze on him, I mourn not only for him, but for myself and for all humanity submerged in darkness, sin, fear, and death. We have chosen death over life. We have put him to death, and we continue to do so each time we refuse to accommodate the living word of the Father, his word of life for the world. It is this fundamental awakening to who I am, to whom Jesus is, to whom the Father is, who so loved me that he sent his only Son. This brings me back into the embrace of the Father. Jesus' saving act is his awakening me from my slumber in sin. I, together with all sinners who believe in him, those who make up the Church, are born anew in the blood and water that gush from his wounded side. This is the at-one-ment with God that Jesus realizes in his death on the cross.
Jesuit Father David Neuhaus is the Patriarchal Vicar for the Holy Land's Hebrew-speaking Catholics.